football on Off the Ball.
Our ever-present Boston Lowell is at the back once again. Stoke had a brilliant victory at the weekend away to Southampton. They've started the season excellently, as has Boston, considering he's been in the team for the last few weeks.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
Anyone can dream it, but to be it, you must never stop competing. Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish women's rugby.
So, 12 o'clock tomorrow, Ireland playing Spain at the Women's Rugby World Cup in Pool C, the second match for the girls in green. Remember, they beat Japan 42 points to 14 last weekend. And joining me to look ahead, the former Irish international, Anna Capeless. How are you, Anna?
Good. Now full of the joys of the Women's Rugby World Cup. So it's been brilliant so far. I'm here. I'm at Franklin's Gardens in Northampton Saints. And the fans are just arriving in for England Samoa. So, it's been an amazing tournament so far, like in general. And then with Ireland's performance and win last week, it's been a great start, and I hope it continues this weekend.
What's been great about it?
I was in Sunderland for the opening night. England, USA, and obviously, you know, anyone who's been following the women's game for a while will know that England are, you know, streets ahead in so many ways of all the rest of us. So it was a really hard challenge for USA. But the rugby certainly delivered. There's a real upfront challenge from USA initially in the first half, which is what everyone wants. And then the tries just start rolling in from England, which you want to see as well. Like, you want to see tries, and there's been high scores, and anyone who's ready to pick it apart, you know, you would say that there's a lot of lopsided fixtures. But I mean, that happens in the Men's World Cup. It also means you get to watch a lot of like unbelievable tries. You get to see a lot of character then from like the minnows sides, which is such an enjoyable element of any World Cup, including the men's. And then apart from that, just the emotional aspect of people who've been pioneering for this game, for this sport, for the girls that are on the pitch, like, it's been hugely emotional. I've been like catching myself like with a lump of my throat and like my eyes welling up at any kind of moment, because this means so much to so many people, like including myself. And then of course the moment of Ireland returning to the, you know, their first World Cup game in 8 years last weekend, and that was hugely emotional for the girls involved who have never played in a World Cup, and they did a great job and head down, and they seemed to really enjoy it and understood the emotion, and they didn't let that, you know, take away from their performance or anything. So that's something that they've got to, you know, come down from after last week. But all those elements together, it's just been incredible. Like, there was one moment where Brazil were walking out of their dressing room towards the pitch, and they just had every single one of them, like, the biggest smiles on their faces. And, like, they knew they were going into a hugely difficult fixture, and that was against South Africa. And South Africa are next to them, you know, the weakest pool in the group. Let's see, you know, how they fare against Italy. But, like, they have some really, really hard fixtures coming up. But, like, they were just so happy to be here among, like, the top picks of women's rugby. It's been incredible.
What about the changes then that Scott Beaman has made, Anna, for tomorrow's game? Seven changes. Is the balance right then? You're keeping everybody happy as much as possible in the squad. And then we're going to see who will be then in line to play against New Zealand.
Yeah. Glad there've been a couple of change-ups, and it's still a very, very good-looking squad, very strong squad. Let's see. I would have liked to see Nicole Fowley get a run, because we're going to need her, you know, at some stage in this tournament as well. So she hasn't been included 2 weeks in a row now. And I hope that we need her at full confidence and knows that she can be trusted by Scott Beaman. And that's really hard when you're not being put into the match day squad. But I do think, other than that, that was the one area that I would have liked to see a bit of a change and see Nicole Fowley come in there. But I do think the other changes are right and are really well balanced. Like you say, the centre partnership continues. You know, the Dalton Higgins absolutely on fire centre partnership, is getting another goal, but he'll probably look to change that. He didn't make changes so early last week, like Linda and Jungai, for example, got a lot of game time, and she's going again this week for her 50th cap, which is an amazing, amazing achievement for her. You know, the other thing about the changes is that the girls on the pitch last week, they struggled at line out time, but then seemed to sort those problems out on the go and seemed to have it sorted, you know, throughout the second half. That now changes again. So whatever they worked on, discussed, you know, and sorted out on the fly in the game, that now changes again. So the girls coming in this week, you know, into second row, back row, that's just some other jumping, lifting options. But then it's harder to defend. You know, Spain will be looking at what line-out options Ireland used, where they're vulnerable and where they can defend, or where they can jump and kind of secure the ball and attack. So, you know, that changes for the image for them as well. So that's just something Ireland has to be careful of, to stay on top of that, that keep that line-out flow going, which has been a little bit of an Achilles heel for them.
4 years ago, we had an Adair in Irish women's rugby, the defeat to Spain. We didn't qualify for the World Cup, but New Zealand beat Spain by, what, 46 points last week? Surely there's every reason to believe with the, I suppose, resurrection of the game and the team that we should beat Spain comfortably tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so. I think if it's Ireland at their best and Spain at their best, Ireland should win. But of course, everyone knows that's not always the case in a World Cup. There are always things you can trip over, consistency, fatigue, the mental toil of a World Cup, you know, even when you get to round two. But I think that Ireland have proved that they've been able to manage that really well. And I think that it shouldn't be a problem. It should be like last week's fixture where Japan put up a massive fight and then they're, you know, they just caught out by Ireland, who just showed so much brilliance in so many different areas of their game. And then, of course, you know, you have Dan O'Brien, who's able to keep adding to that score by, you know, nailing all of her conversions. And then that territory battle that Dana brings. So I think that Spain also have made a lot of changes. And if you look at the statistics from the Spanish-New Zealand counter from last week, there was a moment, actually, I was watching back the game where the Spanish fullback was starting to cramp, like, only halfway through, like, the second half. And we were almost saying, my goodness, why is she cramping so early, you know? Because that's something that starts to happen maybe after 70 minutes coming really to the end. And then the statistics flashed up on screen and just the metres made. It was like 1,599 metres made by New Zealand, and like 100 and something. I've seen variations of the actual statistics because everyone, you know, offers their statistics differently and they might see different things or class different things as a tackle, but like a huge number of tackles. So Spain have been in recovery mode all week and they've decided to offer a change up squad this time, so they'll lose a lot of their continuity. A lot of their best players still there or in and around, like coming off from the bench maybe as impact. So it's a funny choice. I'm not sure it's their like flat out strongest team, but they have to consider the recovery from New Zealand.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
Anyone can dream it, but to be it, you must never stop competing. Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish women's rugby.
What about the balancing act with Aoife Wafer, in that we do want her involved, but she's not ready yet. So we'll know by the New Zealand game if she's going to play a part in this tournament.
Yeah, and that's all you can do, because it's like we always say, it's 100% or nothing. And, you know, this is what you want. This is what Scott Beamond wants, is for the other back rows to step up. It's a real headache for him because, what do you do now? Like Brittany Hogan, outstanding player of the match last week. Fiona Chute, excellent. Unfortunately for Adele McManus, she seems to have picked up a bit of a niggle, so they seem to be managing that. So, you know, you've got Grace Moore coming in, Claire Bowles, like absolute workhorses, like brilliant to see Bowles getting her start there as well. But this is like the audition process. to see who's good enough. And everyone has done that, has proved it so far. And the answer that the question we're all going to be asking is like, well, where do we put Aoife Wafer in? So if she is, you know, would she start against New Zealand? Would she come in as an impact player, especially with the girls that are there that have been proving themselves? And I know for sure that tomorrow's back row are going to have the exact same mentality. Like, there is a jersey up for grabs next week, and I want it. And I know that Aoife Wafer is coming hot for one of those jerseys as well. So it makes it really interesting, and it's that back row battle, like just something to die for. It's been unreal.
Have you spoken to anybody in the squad, and also have you seen many Irish supporters in Northampton the last week?
Loads here last week, and I met a good few of them. It was a gorgeous day out here in Northampton Saints, and there was the fields of Athenry going and everything else. I actually met the girls who are members of the Irish Defence Forces. They're playing in the Defence Force World Cup today versus Fiji. It's the semi-final of the World Cup versus Fiji. So they're playing today, and then they're going to come to Northampton tomorrow. So there'll be a good crowd of them here. And in terms of the girls in the squad, I met them last week after the game. They were really happy, relieved, just a moment that it finally happened, you know, it finally came to be, you know, the World Cup. So it was just so great to see a few of them and give them a hug after the game, and they were in really good spirits and they're really enjoying themselves. Like, that's so key, in this environment, you know, it can be so so demanding emotionally, that they seem to just be really, you know, thanks to the management and staff, you know, that have facilitated them, like, really being themselves, really allowing the girls to be themselves, really enjoying their downtime. I haven't seen any of them now during the week, but I know that they'll have had a great week together, like, recovering together, like, celebrating Linda, for example, Linda and Jungang, who's getting her 50th cap, and celebrating the other girls who've got their starts, that have been biding their time. So it seems to be a really healthy place to be, that Irish camp. And as a fan, like, there's the price of the flights has gone through the roof. Like, there's barely a seat left coming out of Dublin and Cork to any of the Midlands airports, because this is really in demand. And I know that Brighton is going to be one hell of a weekend as well. So it's been amazing as an Irish fan.
And just to finish, Anna, look, we won't be complacent. We need to beat Spain tomorrow, but the expectation is that we will. Can we take New Zealand, or can we take France in this World Cup?
Yeah, we can. I think Brighton could be the magical weekend that emulates that of 2014, what the girls achieved in Canada. Again, you're right, we can't be complacent and looking past this weekend, and we want Spain to be, you know, the upfront challenge, because that's what prepares, you know, this team best. Like, if you have a kind of a weakened Spain side that's not pushing, for example, that back row audition show that we've called it, like, if you've got, like, you know, girls that are running in tries, is it really a true test of Ireland? Like, they had to search deep for the character last week, and I hope they have to do the same this week, because that's what prepares you, those feelings of fear, but being able to balance them, that worry, but being able to regroup as a team. Like, that's what they'll need to do at any stage of this tournament. So, yes, we can beat the Black Ferns. And if it's a question of playing France, it would be the first time in I don't know how many years that we would have beaten France, but here is the perfect stage to do it, the perfect story. I think we've got, there's still a lot more to see from this Irish team.
Anna Capeless, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate your time.
No worries.
Anna Capeless there at the Rugby World Cup. She's doing the England game later on. Canada 42, Wales 0 in Pool B, by the way, today. So it has been very much a one-sided tournament so far, but that will change, as we know, the games go on and on.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
Anyone can dream it, but to be it, you must never stop competing. Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish women's rugby.